CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal courts are blocking some of the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force. BBC's Peter Bowes reports that includes efforts to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development.
A judge has put on hold the Trump administration's plan to put just over 2,000 USAID employees on paid leave while the court considers a union lawsuit to try to save the agency. Donald Trump has argued that the agency doesn't represent a valuable use of U.S. taxpayers' money.
Also tonight, another federal judge blocked Musk's DOGE task force from accessing sensitive Treasury Department material. 19 Democratic state attorneys general sued to stop Musk's people from accessing Treasury records containing personal data on millions of Americans. The case alleges the Trump administration's actions there broke federal law. This flu season is the worst since 2009, and cases are still rising.
This season's surge is being driven by a wave of seasonal influenza viruses. That's according to CDC data, not a new variant of the virus that has suddenly spilled over from animals into humans.
CBS's Alexander Tin. Live poultry markets in New York City were racing to sell off all their chickens and other fowl after seven cases of bird flu were detected, and state officials ordered the markets closed down for a week. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
I called so many businesses. I talked to owners and employees, and I said, is your shop empty or are people scared? And they said, no, there's actual panic buying happening because people want to make sure that they have their fresh chickens throughout next week.
Hamas has released the names of three Israeli hostages it will be releasing in a few hours.
Hamas kidnapped Or Levy, now 34, from a music festival. Eli Sharabi and Ohad Ben-Ami, both in their 50s, were seized from their homes near Israel's border with Gaza. The three are being freed as part of the first phase of a ceasefire, an agreement that will see Israel release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
Miriam Hirschlag reporting from Jerusalem. New Orleans is tightened down for the Super Bowl with extra security.
Fans from near and far have converged on the Crescent City for the Super Bowl, and they've noticed the security enhancements put in place ahead of the game.
Definitely the heightened security makes me feel better.
Probably the biggest weekend here other than Mardi Gras, so if there's any time to have heightened security, it's probably this weekend.
Thousands of people are filling the French Quarter for parties and other events held in conjunction with the championship match, while thousands more are taking part in the NFL experience at the Montreal Convention Center. While some fans are rooting for their hometown teams, a few others are picking sides based on rivalries and love affairs.
Buffalo's not here, so I don't want KC to win.
I knew Travis Kelce before I got here because he's with Taylor Swift.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
So tickets are still available. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
There is a cybersecurity alert related to the Super Bowl.
Cybersecurity is just as important as physical threats to the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers online store was hacked just last month. So how do you steer clear of Super Bowl scams? Stay away from pay-to-play and NFL ticket scams. Look out, too, for mobile phishing and payment app messages. Sam Rubin is with the cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks.
What's most important is to pause before you click. Don't get overwhelmed by emotion, and don't get overwhelmed by the urgency that you might feel to act before you miss an opportunity. Take a pause.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
A friend and collaborator of A$AP Rocky testified at his Los Angeles trial on Friday that the hip-hop star fired a starter pistol he carried as a prop during a scuffle on a Hollywood street back in 2021. The testimony from A$AP 12 is considered essential to Rocky's defense against charges of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sunshine's out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid-20s. Currently it's 26.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah! goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Oh. silently for me. Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Dancing in Japan. you gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. My love, lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Travel in vain. Take me to the hotel, baggage gone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A flurry of legal actions on Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force and its efforts to access or control agencies of the U.S. government. A federal judge blocked Musk's team from accessing sensitive data on Americans at the Treasury Department, while another federal judge declined to block DOGE from getting into data systems at the Department of Labor. And CBS's Erica Brown reports a third judge temporarily blocked efforts to place employees of USAID on paid leave.
More than 2,000 of the overseas humanitarian agency staff were to be placed on paid leave Friday just before midnight. But a U.S. district judge nominated by Trump during his first term temporarily halted the move.
We have to take some of these things apart to find the corruption. We found tremendous corruption.
The administration is planning to retain about 600 of more than 10,000 USAID staffers.
President Trump says he's revoking former President Biden's security clearance and ending his daily intelligence briefings.
Briefings are typically provided to former presidents, often as just a courtesy. You know, sometimes those former presidents want to keep up with some things that are going on in the world and some of those initiatives that they put in place. Briefings are usually all